Our lives are not our own. They have been given to us from God, and we do not have the right to end our own life. Job realized this. Job realized that his life came from God, and he did not have a right to take it away, even after he cursed his life. Listen to what he said in his misery, in his utter grief. Job chapter 3, verse 1. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. And Job spoke and said, "Let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said, There is a man-child conceived. Let that day be darkness. Let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. Let darkness and the shadow of death stain it. Let a cloud dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. As for that night, let darkness seize upon it. Let it not be joined unto the days of the year. Let it not come unto the number of the months. Lo, let that night be solitary. Let no joyful voice come therein. Let them curse it that curse the day, who are ready to raise up their mourning. Let the stars of the twilight thereof be dark. Let it look for light, but have none. Neither let it see the dawning of the day, because it shut not up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hid sorrow from my eyes." You see, a lot of people who end their own life, who commit suicide, do so very impulsively. Something bad happens, and it seems as if there's no hope in life. Everything is darkness. Everything is bad. And on impulse, they end their own life. Sometimes if you can just get people to wait a day and just put off that decision for a day, they will change their mind. Because we never know what is coming around the corner. We don't know what is in the future. Especially those of us who know and trust God. We've just got to trust God and hang on. But Job did not end his own life in all of his misery. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the life that you've given me. I've had some bad times in life, and I've had a lot of good times. I have considered taking my own life, Lord. I want to thank you for preserving my life through that. You have ordained, and you know the number of my days, and it's all in your hands, Lord. And I will hold on, trusting you, no matter what the circumstances are around me. In Jesus' name, amen.